Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello. Hello and welcome back to the show. Now, I have a short, sharp, and spicy one for you today because I am hearing from quite a lot of people that they just need to make money now. And I get it, right? I totally get it. There has definitely been times when it's like we need some cash, and that's fair. But I do want you to ask yourself the question, if you're saying that, going, help, like I need to make money now. First thing is, really? Do you really? Because slow growth is sustainable growth, and that is actually going to be better for you for the long term. So ask yourself that question first. And if you're going, yeah, Annalise, I hear you, but I need to make some money, then let's dive into that. What I see is people making really big moves all the time. And what I mean by that is I see people ditching what they are doing and walking back down the mountain. Like they're going to build something else, which means that everything that they have built is basically a waste of time because it quote unquote didn't work. But there are a lot of components to it. It didn't work. Did it get in front of enough people, right? Did it actually, was the messaging wrong, but the product is perfect? Like there are so many different things. So first up, I want you to stop trying to make really big moves if this is where you're at. Because every time you make that really big move, that really big shift in what you're doing in your business, then you walk back down the bottom of the mountain and you undo so much of the hard work that you've done and you lose time. You lose time. Instead, what I would encourage you to do is to focus. Like focus, laser focus in. Delete anything that is not adding to the outcome that you want in a significant way. And ask yourself how you can optimize one thing that you're doing 1%. So it comes back to what I'm always harping on about, right? One way of getting in front of new people, one way to nurture them, one way to sell. Because if you are trying to do all the things on social media all over the place, and then you're trying to optimize, well, there's just so much noise, right? You were just wasting so much time wasting on the Canva graphics and figuring out the content and getting it out there posted for what? For 300 people to see it that have seen the last, 20 things that you've posted. It's not helping. So delete anything that is not adding to the outcome that you want in a significant way. If you're doing social media and it's not helping you, stop doing social media for now or really dial it back. You need to identify what's the thing that's going to get you where you want to go. Because if you're not doing the visibility piece or you're not getting in front of new people, you're not building relationships, that social content is not going to do anything for you except for eat up your time. And you don't have time. So let's not do that bit. Let's not do that. Because I've seen so many women right now fed up with the results that they're getting. And I'm talking about women at all levels, like million-dollar businesses, even multi-million-dollar businesses, all the way down to people who are kind of just getting started, who've had a couple of clients. And especially women who've been running their business for a few years and have seen a level of success now post lockdowns in a new economy, they're doing the same thing that they were doing and they're finding it harder to sell. Now, if that's you, let me just say I know I keep mentioning the new, like this economy, but it's actually not the economy that's creating your results, because you can be above that if you are willing to be above that. Our business has never been better. It does not, you do not have to subscribe to the average. You don't have to subscribe to the average. That's a choice, but stay tuned for, we've got an episode on that, a whole episode on that in about 2 weeks. So stay tuned for, I think it's going to be 194. All right. So now that we've talked about what not to do, let's talk about the habits that you're going to implement, right? Think about what are those things that are going to actually get you closer to where you want to be, because they're probably the things that you don't want to do, right? That's probably putting yourself out there. It's probably having a conversation. It's probably, investing in testing some ads. It's probably maybe hiring someone. Like, what are the things that you're resisting doing? Because that's probably related to the things that are going to get you closer to where you want to go. Because when we stay in and we play in our comfort zone and we play in social media and, oh, this is fun, and look, I'm doing the work. Well, actually, you can see from the results that you've gotten based on the work, the things that you've been doing, that it's not actually getting you where you want to go. So what are the things above that? What are the elevated things? What are the things that the person that would do, who has the business that you want, what would they be doing? What conversations would they be having? What projects would they be working on? Not just their social media. So when we think about those, we think about implementing habits and thinking about how we're going to be disciplined around those things, because if they're outside of our comfort zone, then it's not going to feel great. It might not be the funnest. But when we do those reps every day, then we practice, right? Just like an athlete, we practice, and then we are prepared for race day. We are prepared. So that is how we cultivate the skill, and we progress moment by moment, step by step, and we get results that are cumulative, because we can only do this when we are laser focused on exactly what it is that we need to do to move the needle in our business. Like, maybe that's getting inside Facebook groups with your ideal clients. Maybe it's building relationships with people who already work with your ideal client. Maybe it's pitching yourself on podcasts. Like, what is that thing that feels super scary that you can do that is going to move the needle? And focus is the point. I talk about the buckets all the time, right? If you have 7 buckets in front of you, and they're the 7 projects that you're working on, or the 7 things you're doing in your business, and you have your energy, which is the garden hose, and you're sprinkling that garden hose of energy all over the place, all over those 7 buckets, well, it's going to take a really long time for those 7 buckets to get full. And the results only come out of the overflow. So if you only have 1 bucket and you're pouring into the bucket with your energy, then you're going to get to overflow a whole lot quicker in that 1 bucket than you are for the 7. So what is your one thing? And know that that one thing, even though it's one thing, still might take time, right? When you are dating someone, more is not more. Like, the point that you get that relationship to go, yes, this is my person, you can't force that, right? It builds. It's a relationship. More of what you're doing, more of the everything, is not going to get you quicker to where you want to go. It's a time thing that you cannot force. It's the same as the garden, right? You cannot force the flower to grow. It just needs a few things. It needs the things that it needs, right? The food, the water, the sun. You can't force it. More sunlight is not better. More water is not better. You can't force it. There is no point. So even when you have one thing, it still might take time. So think about how else you can support yourself in a way that is not going to take all of your energy, so that you can keep doing your one thing really well and build that thing long-term that you want to build. Now, there's been different ways that I've done this in my business over the years. When when I wanted something, when I wanted some cash and I wanted something, what am I trying to say? I wanted a new client at a certain level and I wanted it consistent and I wanted it to be easy. So I looked online and I went on Seek and I looked for a job that was local that needed my skill set. And I applied for the job. And in the interview, I told them that they didn't need someone full-time in the capacity that they wanted, that because of the structure that I'd been working in, that I could do it as a subcontractor and I could do it and it was going to cost them less money. They wouldn't have to employ someone. And guess what? They hired me. And for 6 months, I had that contract before I had a baby and it was perfect. So go and find the thing. Like, make the opportunities. But the reason I did it that way was because I was building something else on the side and I just needed another like high level client and I wanted to get it fast, right? I didn't want to go and like build relationships with 100 people and hope for the best. I wanted to go to someone who was looking for me, who was looking for a version of me, who I knew I could help, who I knew I could get results for. And I knew that it wouldn't take up my time and energy because I could do it in my sleep. So what is that thing for you? And how could you, if you really need a cash injection, how can you think outside the box? Another way that you can do this is think about your existing or past clients. How can you offer some sort of upsell to your existing clients? Or who can you go back to and re-engage? Because those people have already worked with you or already working with you. So that is the easiest, lowest hanging fruit. What extension package can you offer? Like, how can you help these people that you're already helping in a deeper way and get rewarded to it? If you need a cash injection, go to the people who are already paying you. And the last one that you can do is actually go and think about people that you haven't connected with before, but who can you provide a really great ultimate solution for, who you think is going to be able to afford what you want to charge, who's, you know, obviously successful in their space, or is your ideal client really know who the person that you want to work with is? Like, have they been in business 5 years? Are they already making seven figures? Are they at a certain point in their business? Are they at a certain transition point? Like, what is that for you? And how can you approach that person and help them? How can you help someone in a really big way and approach them to say, look, I can see that you're doing this. How can I help with this? Because we can create our own opportunities. Like, who can you collaborate with who wants to do something big, or who could potentially do something big? How can you leverage what you know about your space, the people doing great things in your space, and create something together? Because when we do that, one plus one, us plus them, does not equal two, right? It's like magic. There is a synergy when we bring people together who have different or complementary skill sets. And we just need to be creative around it. Don't look at what everyone else is doing. Honestly, put away the phone, stop scrolling, get on there to post what you need to post or go live or do whatever it is you need to do, but stop comparing yourself and stop playing in the average sand pit. We're doing what everyone else is doing. If you want to do big things in the world, you don't have to play there. You get to make your own rules. You get to create your own opportunities. So think bigger. Like, have a thinking session, literally, like, block out a time on your calendar called thinking time. Grab a notebook, sit there for 30 minutes with one question, like, how can I make some income this month if that is the problem that you're dealing with? How can I get a big cash injection in the next quarter, whatever it is? One question, and think and write on that question, just like total brain dump on the paper for 30 minutes and think on that question, and then go for a walk and come back again and note anything that you want, that you think that is really standing out. Like, what's the best idea there? And then put it on the calendar to get it done. because we're so distracted on social media. We think that that is the whole game. And I'm starting to get really mad about it, as you can probably hear, because we waste time scrolling and then we compare and then we think that social media is what we need to do to grow our business. And it is just not. It is just not the only piece of the pie. It is a small, tiny piece of the pie. Especially now, given all the algorithm changes and all of the things, like maybe, you know, 5, 10 years ago, great, sure. Then you could just really heavily focus on that. Now, not the case. We need to be smarter. And if we're not smart and strategic, then our business will cease to exist. And I know that's like really, like really harsh, but it's too crowded. The marketplace is too crowded with people who are being lazy and copying other people and just doing what the people in their course told them to do or what they've learned. And they're not being the smart, intelligent women that they are and thinking about this in a strategic way. So if you don't know how to do that, that's okay. Learn how to do that. Get around people that know how to do that, that can strategically lift you up. I offer a free 15-minute strategy session. Book one. AnnaliseWarn.com/consult. Book a call with me. There's no obligation. There's no nothing. It's just, this is going to be the next three best things for you to do. It's me like hard hitting, asking question after question after question, getting to the bottom of the issue and giving you some ideas. So get around people. If you don't know how to be strategic in your space, get support, get a mentor, step up. This is, you're a CEO. So step it up. If you say that you want your business to succeed, then we need to act differently. If you want those like 1% results, you need to do the things that only the 1% are willing to do. And that is not just playing in the social media playground. So I hope that wasn't too much of a harsh, loving kick up the bum. Please take it as a loving kick up the bum. Yeah, I didn't mean to get so fired up, but that's okay. It does fire me up and we can do better. We're smarter than that. We are intelligent powerhouse women. So let's go out there, shoulders back, and make some waves, right? Do some fun stuff. Do it your way. Get creative. We get to create our own opportunities. We don't have to just sit there and get what we're given. And with that, have a wonderful rest of your week. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at AnnaliseWarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.